The 2026 Little League World Series begins Wednesday, and the Pacific Northwest is represented. The All-Stars from Soundview Little League, Tacoma, Washington, they are in it. And they're playing some 12-year-olds from Arkansas on Wednesday. They're totally
screw that.
We're
team.
Taking them down.
They're
sure.
The worst.
Washington State only has one Little League World Series title, and that's from Kirkland National Little League back in 1982. So it's time.
1982?
It's time.
That was like 20 years ago, right, guys?
Yeah, exactly 20 years ago.
That's forever ago. But was it Mercer Island kind of had a little bit of
a little run?
It seemed like they were like a few years ago. I'm excited, man. I love the Little League World Series.
Bring that title back home.
And I'm happy there's a Washington team to root for.
Well, there's already some Little League drama happening, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
Davenport Northwest from Iowa. They are headed to Williamsport after beating Wisconsin's Whitefish Bay 7-6, but they are facing accusations of stealing signs. There's video that appears to show Iowa runners on second base signaling pitch information to their hitters.
In all fairness, a lot of these kids grew up watching the Houston Astros, so they're just there to try and, you know, I mean, like the guys that they grew up idolizing.
Them. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
That's what happens.
Well, that is something that is definitely prohibited by Little League rules, and Wisconsin's manager complained to the umpire during the game about it.
The crazy part is, like, there's been a lot of scandals in the Little League World Series, and some of them are just completely ridiculous, so I wanted to put you guys to the test to see if you can figure out which ones actually happened. So you have to tell me if they really happened. It's kind of like Little League or Little Lie. Sorry. All right, I'm going to read you a story. You have to tell me if this actually happened. Are you
All
ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, this one. A star pitcher dominated the Little League World Series before investigators discovered the supposed 12-year-old was actually 14 years old. Did it happen?
I'm going to say, yes, it did happen.
I'm going to go with no.
Well, you know what? T-Dog, you are right. This is probably one of the more infamous stories in Little League baseball history. Back in 2001, which was like 10 years ago,
yeah,
right?
10 years ago.
Danny Almonte became a sensation. He threw a perfect game. He struck out 62 of 72 batters that he faced. And then eventually reports came out that his birth records in the Dominican Republic, completely wrong, fabricated. He was 2 years older than they claimed, so they had to forfeit their wins.
That is wild to me, to be, like, cheating with 12-year-olds.
Well, remember, and there was, like, talks when it was happening where people were like, dude, this kid's got, like, full facial hair. Like, what's going on? He seems like an adult. And then it turned out that he was a couple years older than he really was. All right, next one. A Little League World Series coach was kicked out of the tournament after officials discovered he was having an affair with one of his players' moms, who was married. Did it happen?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go no again.
Danny, you are correct.
Uh-huh.
You know, honestly, we don't know. Maybe it did happen,
yeah,
but there are no reports of a coach hooking up with a player's parent.
Or would it be enough to, like, would that be enough to, like, kick him off the team?
That's true.
Like, a lot of times I'd probably be like, yeah, everyone knows Jane. I mean,
you know how Jane goes.
Yeah. She's the team's bicycle, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds terrible. God.
All right, let's go with this one. A team won the Little League World Series, celebrated the championship, and then had the title taken away from them as officials discovered players had faked their ages and also their location, because, you know, you have to be in a specific place to be on the team.
All right, I'm going to say that's legit. I bet that happened.
I bet so, yeah.
You both are correct.
Yes.
This happened in 1992. A team from the Philippines beat Long Beach, California for the championship. Then they realized that they faked their players' ages and also where they lived. So then Long Beach was eventually awarded the championship.
Oh.
But if I'm Long Beach, I'm like, I don't want it.
I don't even want this one.
Well, I think the thrill is the moment when you win the championship.
Yeah.
If you're handed the championship like days later, it's just like, cool, go F yourselves.
It's lost its luster.
I mean, I guess you could then brag about it later on in life, but that just stinks.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to win.
All right, next one. Two coaches were removed from the Little League World Series after they went to a nearby casino after the game and were busted doing coke in a casino bathroom.
Wow.
Did it happen?
Yes.
You know, probably did, but we don't have any reports of it, so no. They were parents. They weren't coaches.
Yes, that's what it was.
I got to imagine some of these parents are partying.
Oh, without question.
Right? They're there to celebrate, but you know.
Things are going to get a little wild. We might get off the rails a bit.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, good luck in your game. We're not making it to it.
We're going to the casino.
All right, next one. Did this happen? Little League World Scandals. Team made it all the way to the championship game, only to later have it taken away from them because they recruited players from outside of its neighborhood. Did it happen?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, for sure.
This seems to happen quite a bit. This one was in Chicago. Yes, it did happen. The Jackie Robinson West team. They were one of the biggest stories of 2014. They ended up winning the U.S. championship before losing to South Korea, but then they did an whole investigation and realized that they were recruiting players from outside of their district.
This is wild to me.
All right, how about this one? A team was eliminated from the Little League World Series after one player's dad ran onto the field and punched an umpire following a controversial call. Did it happen?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it didn't.
Oh, come on.
Now, if I was ever on a baseball team, I think my dad would have done that. I mean, he did hit one of my hockey teammates, but that had nothing to do with the Little
League
World
Series. Was the person wearing a helmet or no?
He did it with his hat. Didn't hurt. It was just, he was more frustrated. They weren't playing very good defense. But in all fairness, his son was a terrible goalie as well. So.
Still is.
Oh, thanks. No lies detected. One more. A coach was sent home after his wife discovered that he'd hooked up with the mom of a player on the team that they just beat, causing an argument at the team hotel. Did it happen?
Yes.
Yes.
No, but... Have a great time at the Little League World Series, though.
And very good luck to the Soundview Little League.
And stay away from the other team's parents.
Yeah, don't do that.
And cocaine in the casino.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.